Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have some thoughts about what's going on in the city. We had the opportunity, and I want to thank Mayor-elect Helena Moreno and Joe Geruso for sitting down with me for an hour and talking about the budget as proposed. And I covered this a couple of times during the week last week because I think it is an important issue. It's a defining moment here in the city of New Orleans. And basically what we've learned is that we're looking at about $150 million in cuts. We're looking at one day a week furlough for 700 non-public service, non-essential city workers. We're talking about cuts in travel. We're talking about selling some real estate. It costs money to maintain this stuff. They have a bunch of properties that they haven't been using. The mayor-elect said they also have too many cars. They got too many people in certain positions, so they're looking to cut there. Obviously, you've heard about the overtime. That's having to be managed. And there's some other things that they're setting about to do to try and right the ship to get the budget in its proper place. Obviously, the document that was presented was a lot of work went into it, a lot of input from a lot of different professionals, and they were able to identify some funds of what they wanted to do and how they were going to go about changing the last budget that was proposed by the mayor, LaToya Cantrell. Well, this morning at 9:30, the REC, the Revenue Estimating Conference, had a meeting where they could have incorporated these changes to the budget that will be made by the incoming mayor. And it just would have been a really nice thing to see happen, a government set up in such a way that it actually operates appropriately, kind of like a business. You know, you go about this, you get the appropriate input, you do certain things. They had been working with the Cantrell administration, hoping that Revenue Estimating Conference would adopt the changes that they've made to the budget. So, you know, when the mayor-elect takes office on January 12th, there's not this necessity to go into session with the council in order to make all the necessary changes the first day to avoid having to make additional cuts and to implement what Mayor Cantrell has brought forward as an obligation that she has, and it is an obligation, so it's not a criticism. I would criticize the manner in which she was going about executing the difficulties that we find ourselves in and the solutions, what she would call solutions, what I would say probably makes it even worse. But it seems as though the mayor didn't want to bring it up at the Revenue Estimating Conference this morning, committee this morning. So we don't have that opportunity of this kind of seamless, real organized, ordered, and structured transition that we kind of all hope for. And I know that there are many people within the Cantrell administration that are disappointed by this. They're there for the right reasons, trying to do the right thing. Having worked with the transition moving forward, and then LaToya walks into the room, and the whole thing goes astray. And it's not like this date was a secret date. Everybody's known about it. Everybody's tried to work hard. There's always last minute modifications, going back and forth, making sure that everything gets squared up, the whole nine yards. It's not always easy to execute when you have an incoming administration and an outgoing administration. But one would think, right, that after all that is going on right now, and I've said this a million times as it relates to Mayor Cantrell, that one of the legacy items that she has to salvage for herself is to do the appropriate thing in the transition in moving from the end of her administration to the beginning of the next. And I know New Orleans voters would be most appreciative of that. I also know that Helena Moreno would give her credit for it, if that's what she did. I'm pretty certain of that, because that's her style. She's done it dozens, if not hundreds of times before. She doesn't have to be the center of the universe and the center of attention.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But these opportunities keep slipping through these grimy little hands of LaToya Cantrell, where she just can't see herself clear to rise above to do the right thing for her citizens. Her citizens. She's still the leader of the city. And the best way to exhibit that is to be completely and totally cooperative with who the city decided would be the next leader. Why? How could that be so difficult that we can't look beyond ourselves? We are not the center of the universe, and understand that the beneficiary of this is not the Moreno administration. It is the city of New Orleans. How many times did she tell us that she loved us? She loved everybody. She loved the city. She'd go to the nth degree for the city. But yet every time we have these small little opportunities to show that actions speak louder than words, she does exactly the opposite. So here we are, we've adopted a budget that we know I'm sure they're about to adopt it if they haven't already. It's 10:20. I think they were starting at 10 o'clock. We're going to adopt a budget that we know actually is not what the budget's going to be, because we just can't seem to align, right? Doesn't it just seem like to you that that's a lot of wasted energy, right? Doesn't it just seem like to you that this is not how this should work? And doesn't it seem to you to be childish? Because it does to me. And it's really a shame that this place that we call home, that we just can't get our it together because we want to play these petty little games for petty reasons, for, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's just another example of not being credible, not being a credible leader, not exhibiting emotional intelligence, thinking emotionally as opposed to rationally about what's in the best interests of the city. I get it. You know, you're coming to the end of your term. There are things that go on, there are a lot of emotions, whether, you know, you're not able to run for re-election, you're term limited out, or you voluntarily leave or whatever. It's emotional. But you got to stand up and be the adult in the room, right? Life goes on. Things go on. The city has to go on. The city has a lot of different challenges. Yes, there's a lot of criticism pointed your way. But pull your big girl pants on and act like an adult. We have another, 43 days here, somewhere around there. January 12th. Can we just do it for the next 40-some days? Stop trying to issue contracts and bind the next administration? Stop trying to pick and choose vendors that, of your preference that you want to pay? That's not in the best interest of the city. Why would you want to do things that way? Why are you trying to handcuff the next administration? Why do you think that's in the best interest of everyone in the city as opposed to your preferred preferences and your whoever are your friends or otherwise? I don't know what's motivating you, but it's not the best interest of the city. How hard can this be? But this is a great example, folks, of the obligation that you have as voters. We voted these people in. We put them right where they are. And they proved to us over and over and over again that they couldn't rise to the level, the bar that was set by the voters, and yet we put them back. Again, in the hopes that it was going to get any better. Does anybody believe that the second term got better than the first? Because I don't. Because here we are facing an historic deficit. Here we are where we're going to have to provide extraordinary measures in order to right the ship. And here we are at truly a defining moment. There are a lot of economic headwinds. There's some tailwinds, but predominantly headwinds right now going back and forth, right? Out-migration of the city has been greater than in-migration. Thankfully, that delta is closing. Things are beginning to improve. We need to create momentum. We need a jump start. The mayor has had the last 60, the upcoming 40-some-odd days, and up, you know, about 20 or 30 days ago, to really set a tone for this city to hand the ball off. to be the quarterback, to execute the play through the transition, to rise above the rhetoric, to rise above the emotion, to rise above the fear that she has as she's facing federal charges, to rise above all of that and show everyone that she can be a credible, well-reasoned, doing things for the right reasons type of individual. But no. Again, we decide when we reach that fork in the road to take the wrong path yet again. And I guess I'll sum it up this way. We probably shouldn't be surprised. We'll be right back with Colin Sims, the DA of St. Tammany and Washington Parishes, talking about budget cuts for criminal justice players in for the upcoming year. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.